It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, thank you so much for downloading Lane Mitchell Show podcast number 187. Highlights for my afternoon radio show, heard weekdays 3 to 7 on Sonic 1029 in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Now, occasionally we have musical guests on these things, and nothing this week. Although I will say in the coming months we have shows coming up from bands like Imagine Dragons, Atlas Genius. And you know, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if one of those bands were to stop by and, who knows, maybe bring some guitars. All stuff featured in this podcast, along with my daily musings about pop culture, entertainment, and just random crap. Hey, thank you so much for downloading. If you enjoy the show, be sure to check out my Facebook page or, of course, follow me on Twitter at Laneroo, L-A-Y-N-E-R-O-O.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Ooh, big changes ahead for the show Up All Night, the one with Christina Applegate and Will Arnett. For one, the show's creator walked, which is never a good sign. And two, they're adding a live studio audience. Translation, they're taking a really funny show with low ratings and adding a laugh track in an attempt to make it appeal to dullards who aren't smart enough to know when to laugh on their own. And Kim Kardashian and Kanye West have turned down a $3 million deal to sell the couple's first baby pictures. Is it because they're so moral? Of course not. It's because they think they can get more. More than $3 million for baby pictures. You know, I'm totally okay with exploiting yourself for personal gain, but using your uterus as your own personal ATM somehow seems wrong. Speaking of which, the Octomom is back on welfare. Despite releasing a porno and even working as a stripper, Nadja Suleman is back suckling at the old government teat. Are we surprised? Well, not really. It's believed a recent stint in an expensive rehab facility for Xanax addiction was what caused the setback. Xanax, eh? You know, I actually have a really great trick for dealing with my anxiety. It's called not having 14 kids.
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Well, if you're a late night fan, you may have noticed something a little different about last night's lineup. Jimmy Kimmel moved from midnight to 11:35. Now, while that may not seem like much to anyone who owns a PVR, the reason it is significant is because it puts him in direct competition with both Letterman and Leno, or Dinosaur Dave and Jurassic Jay, as I call them. I'm pretty sure the only reason anybody watches those shows anymore is because they're hoping one of the two of them will drop dead mid-monologue. And the man who created the Segway scooter has just filed for a new patent. Oh, you'll love this. It's a device that pumps food out of your stomach shortly after you've eaten a meal so that you don't gain weight. It's being targeted at the morbidly obese. Is it just me, or is there something so fundamentally wrong about having some country starve to death? Well, in North America, we're stuffing ourselves and then pumping the food out and throwing it in the garbage? And speaking of surgical weight loss measures, did you catch Dateline on Sunday? Al Roker confessed that he pooped his pants at the White House. He was there on a visit not long after his gastric bypass surgery in 2002. Roker explained that he thought he was just going to pass gas, but instead he got a little more than he bargained for.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, it's boxer George Foreman's 64th birthday today. Did you know that guy's worth a reported $250 million? Now, here's the sad thing. Only a fraction of that cash came from having his head treated like a piñata. Foreman's actually taken in more than $200 million just from the sale of George Foreman grills. And McDonald's is testing a new product in Chicago this week, chicken wings, or mighty wings, as they'll call them. Now, while I question how much actual chicken meat will be in them, I don't doubt they'll be delicious. To me, though, going for wings, I don't know, that has nothing to do with the actual chicken wings themselves and everything to do with the company, the beers, the atmosphere. Going to McDonald's for wings? To me, that's like going to a street vendor for caviar. And Kim and Kanye are getting new digs. The couple just dropped $11 million on a new mansion in Bel Air, which they, of course, are in the process of gutting right now, presumably because they don't want to live like those paupers in Fresh Prince of Bel Air. The place will feature a gym, movie theater, hair and makeup salon, two pools, even a bowling alley. Now, nothing against having a bowling alley in your home, but if you don't bowl professionally, or at very least in a beer league, it's kind of just showing off, isn't it?
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
Hasbro, the company that makes Monopoly, is changing up its game pieces. The top hat, the boot, one of the current pieces is being retired to make way for something new. The pieces currently up for consideration, a robot, a cat, even a helicopter. My question, if they're so hell-bent on updating the game, maybe the old guy should ditch the monocle in favor of, oh, I don't know, a full pair of eyeglasses? And as you know, Fifty Shades of Grey, everybody's favorite mommy porn, is being turned into a movie. Now, the film's screenwriter says right now they're aiming for an NC-17 rating. Producers say fans can be assured the film will 100% go there with the sex scenes. You know what? On second thought, honey, I will go see that with you when it comes out, all right? And hey, just in case there's anyone anywhere in the world who isn't tired of that Gangnam Style song yet, Psy will be starring in a Super Bowl TV commercial for pistachio nuts. What do you suppose the premise will be? Will he wow us with his intellect? Charm us with his wit? Or will he just perform his single, solitary hit song, somehow incorporating the word pistachios? Yeah, my guess is the latter.
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Mike Tyson will star in an upcoming episode of Law & Order SVU as a bad guy. Now, I don't know how that sits with you, but to me, a man convicted of rape, profiting from portraying a sexual predator on TV, well, that just seems wrong. I mean, yes, he served his time, but just imagine how his victim might feel flipping through the channels only to relive the whole ordeal as her assailant reprises his role on primetime freaking TV. And McDonald's in Britain will stop giving out toys in its Happy Meals. Yeah, instead, the fast food vendor will start handing out nonfiction books. Now, while that may be a huge buzzkill for kids, when you consider how big McDonald's is, they could quickly become the UK's biggest book distributor. They expect to dole out more than 15 million books just by the end of next year. And hey, remember the movie Super Size Me? Well, a woman in the US is vowing to eat nothing but food sold at Starbucks for the next year. Yeah, a year of eating nothing but coffee and bran muffins. She might as well just tell the world she's going to spend the next year on the toilet.
The Lane Mitchell Show. Mitchell Show. Podcast. Yeah. Like what you're hearing? Check out the Garner Andrews Show to Go podcast at Sonic1029.com.